Does context explain and even excuse racism? What do I mean by that? If you look at racism, racist behaviors, racist ideology, and you look at it historically, you might argue that most people believed in racist notions, and that therefore it's difficult to judge the past with the values of the present, and that you have to put things into context. Now, is that a valid way of thinking? Well, to answer it, why don't we look at the Enlightenment in a bit more detail. What is the Enlightenment? It's still taught in most schools as a period of universal human rights. From the English Bill of Rights in the 1600s through to the American Declaration of Independence in the late 1700s, you have the argument for unalienable universal human rights. It's seen as the period of reason, the age of reason, championing dogma and superstition and tyranny, the explosion of the sciences, the creation of the modern world. And it all sounds fantastic and wonderful. Wow, the Enlightenment. It's a bit more complex than that because there's another side to the story. There's the dark side of the Enlightenment, which is a paradox, but the truth. It's right in the middle of 400 years of the transatlantic slave trade. That's the displacement of over 17 million people. It's right in the middle of colonization. That's dispossessing people of their land, of their identity, of their culture. These are crimes against humanity. And yet they were happening during the Enlightenment. And many of the philosophers of the Enlightenment had very, very racist ideas, such as Blumenbach, who created a racial hierarchy, putting whites on top. Or Immanuel Kant, who had notions of white supremacy running through many of his texts. Even John Locke, who helped write the Constitution of Carolina, was clearly not interested in the rights of slaves. He believed that Englishmen were worthy of more than slaves. Fortunately, they weren't the only philosophers operating at the time. Montesquieu, in his masterful essays, questions this notion that European civilization is somehow superior to first peoples, cultures, and civilizations. Denis Diderot writes against slavery. Voltaire writes against slavery. Now, take Voltaire. It's complex because he doesn't necessarily respect Africans as equals. And he uses the N-word in his treaties, which some, for a reason I still can't understand, insist on us keeping, as if insults of the past need to exist in the present. But nonetheless, his inclination was that slavery was wrong, morally wrong. Perhaps it's more interesting for us to look at an African philosopher who was against slavery, Anton Willem Amo, a Ghanaian who was a slave. He was given to a duke. And in Germany, at the time it was the Holy Roman Empire, became the first African to present a PhD at a European university. He mastered at least 5 languages. He studied law and philosophy. And in a dissertation that he wrote at law school, he argued that slavery was illegal based on Roman law. Now, let me explain. Under the Roman Empire, and this goes back to the Pax Romana, Roman citizens were free. You couldn't be a citizen of Rome and be a slave. And African kings were vassals of Rome, therefore their citizens were Roman citizens and were free. This is the argument he made in his Dissertio Inauguralis de Jure Murorum in Europa, which means a dissertation on the Moors of Europe. So not every philosopher was racist in the Enlightenment. And you'll find in philosophy that it's not necessarily the majority that's right. Philosophy is not about the most popular ideas. It's about the right ideas.